Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing?
I feel really traumatized again. I didn't want to bring this up, but I've had some bad experiences with podcasts in the past where they've been really traumatizing to me. Why don't you watch this 2-minute flashback of the trauma I endured?
I'm thinking it's going to take me to the Rappy Holidays podcast. But you're very brave for coming on and enduring this week after week.
Yeah. So how are you doing? You know, we're recording live after the, not live. Yeah,
it's live to us.
Yeah, live to us. After the episode.
To you guys. It's fresh in our minds. Yeah. But we might forget some things. Forewarning. Yeah,
There was a certain point where I did not pay attention. Like, sorry, it's a 2-hour show. Give me 5 minutes an episode where I'm just like kind of blacked out.
Yeah, you got to refill snacks at some point.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Hopefully we don't have the same 5 minutes. My snacks were sadly more like dinner. I just had a later dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had eggs. Well, I had some tortilla chips and I had avocado toast. I had like breakfast for dinner essentially tonight. What did you have?
I had some grapes and then I had 3 slices of my chocolate orange.
Ooh.
My last holiday one treat. From the Christmas holiday. Yeah.
Classic.
I got 4 this year, so.
Oh my gosh. They must have been on your list.
They are my favorite, yes. Absolutely. Really,
and you can only really get them this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. And so I like to get as many as possible and then just kind of hoard them. So
perfect. So yeah, we are recording right after the episode, so we still got quite a few questions, which is great. So all the people that are watching live with us, we won't have the draft update, but I know I lost 2 people.
Yeah, you lost 2 and Rourke lost Bibiana, and I'm still holding strong. Like, right. I had a huge exodus the first week, but then I haven't lost anyone since, so
oh, that's good.
We're all evening out almost.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see points-wise, but people-wise, we're, you know, pretty level playing field.
Right. And even though I lost Lauren S., she did get a one-on-one date, so I think I still get points for the date, so I'll take
yes.
it.
Yes, you do.
Yes. So, yeah, it was an interesting week. Another competitive group date with a high injury possibility, but we didn't see anyone go down.
And we did see a ponytail get grabbed, though.
We did.
Yeah, and so then this was an awkward date to set it up for you guys. It was just really uncomfortable, honestly. So we had some women from GLOW, which is the
original GLOW.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Yes.
Question mark? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard big hype around the Netflix show. Have I watched it yet? Of course not, because it's not trashy reality television. So.
I was like, this is based on real life. No.
Don't get me wrong. I like Alison Brie, but am I going to watch it? I doubt it. I might read the Wikipedia page at some point. But,
I watched the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't even get that far. So we had some ladies and they were trying to teach the women how to wrestle. But they were like, I would assume that they were acting mean. They were
like
actually
a roast
trying to be mean.
Mixed with wrestling, kind of like, I guess it's part of your persona or something.
Yeah, but like the girls weren't really in on the joke.
No.
And a couple of them got really upset, which is understandable. I think I would have probably got, like, I would have understood that this was like a joke, but also been like, can you not get in my personal space, stranger?
Right. Yeah, I was really surprised actually that they didn't put Annalise on this date until we saw the date Annalise got put on and we learned about her history, because I thought they would for sure put her in this, like, this competitive situation. But yeah, it was like made to make them feel uncomfortable, and then they're given personas. It's kind of like when they do those photo shoot dates, and some of them get like really cute costumes and some get really ugly costumes.
And it seemed like all the costumes were cute except Mikkel's, and she was like the lunch lady, but she pulled it off. We didn't see her complain about it.
No,
so it was fine.
No, I think
I would have been pissed though if all these other girls were in these like hot little like onesies and I had to be in this lunch lady costume
with a huge mole painted on your face.
Yeah,
it wasn't cute, but I think she handled it well, which is why she didn't get any airtime. And let's see who else we had on this date. So it was really Tia and Bibiana that really weren't having this date. a few others really got into it. But yeah, the ladies were like insulting Bibiana's name, bringing her mom into it.
Yeah, and it was weird. And we never got the like reckoning scene of like, oh, we're just playing with you. No. Like, that's just our personas. Like, we never got that. It was always, we just kind of like transitioned into the fights.
Right. So I think those two were paired up, Tia and Bibiana. So then they just kind of said like, okay, let's just go with it and have fun.
It was weird. But we also got Ari to be in one of the battles. I was like worried for a hot moment that he was going to be in a battle with one of the women.
Right.
I'm glad that was not the case. When Chris started introducing our special guest, did you guess it? Because I certainly did not.
I was thinking
people evaporate from my brain.
Right. I was actually going way far back to Rated R, the wrestler who was like the villain way back when. Was that Allie's season or something?
I think so.
I don't think they'd bring him back. So
didn't he have the broken leg too? So he had to like wobble out.
So we've already forgotten Kenny.
It was our friend Kenny from last season.
Yeah.
And I was expecting for at least one of the women to be like, you know what? I'm going to go with Kenny instead.
Yeah. I know. Do you think Kenny was there to scope out like potential Bachelor in Paradise? That's what I always think.
Yeah, why not? Might as well. And he probably got at least a $15 paycheck for this.
Right. Just showed up for something. Ari was just very awkward on this date, I thought. And he tweeted.
Okay. When has Ari not been awkward?
Oh, he's been so awkward.
Yeah, like you and I keep being like, he'll be fine. Like, it's growing pains, blah, blah, blah. But we're three episodes in now. Like, we're getting on the travel dates. You should be a little more comfortable at this point.
I know. Show a little more personality.
Like, Ben's awkwardness was endearing, where this is just, like, not good television.
Yeah, Ben was 10 years younger than Ari. So
great, excellent point, Amy.
I think that might have worked in his favor as well. Whereas here, you're just sort of expecting Ari to be a little more like, oh, he's sophisticated. He's the silver fox. And it's just not playing out that way. But other than that, were there any of the matchups that stood out to you or any of the costumes?
No, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, if wrestling is your thing, amazing, but it's not my thing and I don't care.
Right.
And it didn't seem like the girls cared that much either.
And there wasn't even like something to win, you know, it was just like two matchups, but then, or just individual matchups, but there was no like ultimate champion.
Yeah.
So
RuPaul's Drag Race did this way better.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Then they go to like, was it like Caravan? Something.
Oh, yeah. It was like a camping park. It was really cute.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Becca M might have gotten inserted by Ari at some point because they were getting hot and heavy.
Oh, yeah. She was straddling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, get it, girl. Get that tip.
Yeah. So they had I guess prominent alone time, I could say, but I don't know if it's enough to get me coitus points from
and our good friend Crystal. She took some time with Ari right in the beginning and she wanted to know if he wanted her to be aggressive or play back, or like, this girl's literally whispering so hard they had to give her subtitles.
Yeah, exactly. I love the preview for next week. They showed like, obviously, like, all coming to a head, like, everyone hates Crystal. And then when they're like, oh, who's he with? And the girls were like whispering, Crystal. So it's obviously a thing that, you know, it's not just the audience picking up on. The girls in the house are, you know, probably really.
And she was very convinced she was going to get the one-on-one rose, or the, not the one-on-one, the group date rose. Crystal, here's my tips for you. After you went on a one-on-one date last week, you're lucky to have even gone on a group date this week. Never mind getting the group date rose. Like, set your standards at like a reasonable probability.
Right. There's no show where we've seen like just the same person always getting that rose. I mean, maybe.
I'm pretty sure the producers would be like, no, you can't give it to Crystal this time.
Yeah. And I don't think he wanted to. And what's he going to say when she's like, what should I do? Do you want me to like leave you alone? I mean, he's gonna say, you know, what the producers
be
want.
Yourself. Yeah. Come on, Ari.
Aggressive. And so now she just has like this validation, like, well, Ari told me to do this, so I'm not gonna feel bad.
Exactly. She's just gonna run with it.
Right.
Alas, she did not end up getting that rose. It was Becca. I love Becca. I love both the Beccas. They're doing it for me.
Doing well. Much better than the Laurens are doing.
Rest in peace. Another Lauren.
Yeah. Now they're outnumbering the Laurens.
At this rate, we're going to lose the last one next week.
I know. They've just been rapidly, like, one a week. It's not fair. I think they just oversaturated us with Laurens, and he just can't handle it. So, yeah, Becca gets the group date rose, so it all works for her. Any other interesting one-on-one time there? I think he was like comforting Tia at one point because she had a hard time on that date.
It kind of just blended together because both group dates, like the conversations were at night. So it was just kind of like, I wasn't really sure. I can't remember who was where and what and when.
Right. Yeah. I have in my notes that one of the Beccas was there. Another Becca was on the other date. Yep. So, yeah.
Sharon was here. Becca K was there.
Yep. Bibiana was on the date. Crystal, Marique, Tia, Lauren B, Jacqueline, and Mikkel. So, it's all about
the
ring.
Got to see a little bit of Jacqueline this week, which was nice.
A little bit. I thought we saw too much of her. I was thinking she'd be going home. I was so sure she was going home over Bibiana, but it wasn't the case. So, she's hanging in there. Our one-on-one for Lauren S, the date card said you had me at Merlot, so it sounds like a good date.
Yeah, according to Lauren, it sounds like it has something to do with wine.
Right.
Thank you, Lauren. I would never have guessed it.
Exactly.
Also, just a hot tip from Amy and I, since we've been watching this show for so long. If we see the person bringing their bag to the door, that is not a good sign for their immediate longevity.
Did they show it like right away?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. When they start talking like, yeah, I could, who knows? I could go home. It's probably
they're
like,
probably going
you have
home.
To be reminded because I don't think we heard that on the first two one-on-ones at all.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's terrible and hilarious? Like she got broken up with a Napa. Like she's not near her suitcase. I don't even know if she has her purse on her.
Right. Probably not.
Like the producers probably have her phone in LA.
Right.
So they probably flew her back on like Spirit Airlines for like $15 instead of the what's it called? A private jet that she flew in on. Like it's definitely a different experience for her on the way there and on the way back.
Yeah. I mean, that's very possible because I saw Diggy tweeting that's what they tried to send him back on. He was like, yeah, exactly. I would rather walk. So
low cost, like, baby.
Okay. If you get dumped before the travel dates, they're not like traveling, you're not traveling in style in any way. So do you think Lauren S was picked for this date with the intention that she would get broken up with?
I don't personally feel like the person who goes on the one-on-one date is ever intended to be broken up with, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
But you know, the plan's always in place just in case.
Right. I think sometimes they are, in the sense like, or at least they are really 50-50. Like they think
right.
They could go either way and that okay. They want that one-on-one time to know, because I think for certain seasons they want that drama. And so maybe.
Because we don't even get this every season. Like it's not a guarantee we get someone going home on a one-on-one.
Right. So I could see the producers being like, well, you know, if you aren't sure, take them on a one-on-one, you know, you can always break up with them there. Yeah. Where do you think it went wrong for Lauren then? If he was just kind of like, because he had said, I was really hopeful that this would work out for us. I like Lauren. And she was really like excited to be there, but just started kind of rambling.
Yeah, I think she got a little anxious and a little ahead of herself. She said she had a problem not being able to open up, but I think she also had a problem in, from what we saw, not making a two-way conversation with Ari.
Right. Yeah. I think he was a little too comfortable to just sort of like, okay, keep talking. I'm tired out from
like if the lead
dating
starts
all these women.
Eating food on a one-on-one date. That is a huge red flag.
If we see them eating, that's, yeah.
I've never seen a lead eat like that before.
No. No, we've seen Chad eating. That's about it.
Yeah, that's different.
Right. And, you know, maybe, you know, they were wine tasting. So that probably doesn't help when, like, if you have a tendency to ramble.
Yeah, and, totally. But
she knew that it was going that way. And yet.
You couldn't stop herself.
She couldn't stop it. So I think she at least took it well. Like, she wasn't really, like, over dramatic on the way home. She was just like, oh, I feel bad.
Yeah.
But I kind of did it to myself.
Yeah.
Do you think we see this Lauren again?
No. What? Like, why do I need any of these Laurens? I don't need a single one of them.
Right. We can't distinguish them.
I don't need them. I have, like, four friends who are Lauren. Like, I don't need more Laurens in my life. I just don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My Lauren quota has been filled.
It's true. So the next date, one quota that hasn't been filled is dog dates. And this is
that
the love
will never
is rough.
Be filled for us.
No. And I think they've picked up on this. When the lead has a dog, you should do something dog related to find out who dog people are. And this could
and
have been...
who has had traumatic experiences with dogs in the past.
Right. And we
see this
see...
one. This one I can't be as hard on.
Okay.
LOL. I said hard on. I can't be as hard on her because I feel like you. It's more likely to have a legitimate traumatic experience with a dog than with bumper cars.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. Like, I know my boyfriend, he got bit by a dog when he was young, like right on the face, but he still loves dogs. So he's not traumatized by that. But I can see, but like my dad, who has also gotten bit by a dog, hates them. He will not go near them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like, what are the chances that she's had this?
Oh, by the way, we're talking about
experience.
Annalise.
Yes.
Again.
Annalise.
Another traumatic experience.
Like right away, too, when they got the date card, everyone was so excited because it said love is rough. And then they're like,
she almost
how's it
crying.
Spelled? R-U-F-F. Yeah. And everyone was cheering. And she was just like catatonic.
So excited.
Like, oh, I mean, the other girls that didn't get this date were just like so mad too.
They're like, we went on that stupid wrestling date.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So just the chances, you know. And we didn't really see Annalise interacting with Ari on the date to say, like, oh, I have a traumatic experience, but do you think he just picked up on it and could that have impacted their future together?
No, like, how could you have predicted this?
Right, but I'm wondering if when they were on the date, if he could pick up on that she wasn't comfortable around dogs and if that could have been a factor in why he wasn't feeling Annalise?
Maybe just because I tweeted this, but I'm not convinced that it's been the same person every week.
She's too all over the place.
Yeah, and she's like, doesn't look the same either.
That's so funny. The mystery of Annalise. We'll have to figure out when she shows up on Paradise, most likely. Because the one thing I'm really going to miss are these like reenactments of her childhood and things like that.
Yeah, I really appreciate the rule of threes in comedy. And so I feel left like almost like unrequited that I don't have that third trauma.
Right. And I can just see like her trauma is like gonna be, I tried to kiss somebody and he didn't want to, and they'll bring him, that'll be her story on Bachelor in Paradise, and
yeah,
amid other traumas. So that
part
is working
for
her.
One way ticket to Bachelor in Paradise for our friend Annalise.
Definitely. So the other people on this date, who we didn't see that much of, Ashley, Becca K, Brittany, Jenna, Caroline, and Chelsea. Well, we did see a bit of Chelsea. So Chelsea was
very
excited.
I feel like we didn't even see much of like the dog part of the date.
No, not enough. I mean, these dogs were all trained. They were jumping through hoops when they were practicing. And then they did the show, and Fred Willard was an announcer with Chris Harrison, but there just was nothing happening. I think maybe because the dogs weren't doing as they were told.
Yeah, it was just awkward, and it just should have been playing with the dogs.
Yeah, like that Rachel and Peter date when it was just like a dog party.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
can we take the quickest sec to talk about how during the dog show part, there was a woman standing on the stage with a lampshade on her head?
Was that someone from the cast?
I don't think it was
like a costume.
I don't think it is. Let me text this to you.
Maybe it was Ashley or something.
I don't know. Because at Mel Got Served just posted it on her Instagram and it reminded me. I'm going to text it to you. It doesn't look hair by the hair like anyone on the season. But
so did they just like costume the handlers?
That like it almost looks like this woman has a beard too. Like it may just be a weird angle, but or she's like the dog trainer and she's actually the one controlling the dogs.
I think there's someone dressed as a hydrant as well.
Wow. Worst job there.
Yeah. And then Annalise said she was the pooper scooper. That was her job. She didn't have to actually present with any of the dogs. So maybe that's better if you have a fear. She doesn't have trauma with poop.
It was a weird date. I just wanted to see more dogs, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really weird because I don't know. It should have been like they mixed like the whole like dressing up. You have a character and but yeah, it just didn't lead to a lot of good TV.
No, it was stupid. Both these dates were dumb.
But then they went to like an old bank.
Yeah, that was cool.
So that was pretty cool.
I love when old buildings are turned into something else, but named like slightly after what it used to be.
Oh, totally. There was, I think, a hotel in Boston called like, or the restaurant there was called Clink. It was a jail.
Oh, so I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was called the Reserve and it was an old bank, which was cool.
That was cool. Yeah. I don't know who this is.
Oh my God. I just thought of this. Ari was showing the girls around this like restaurant, like he was showing them a house, like in real estate.
Oh my gosh.
This is the lounge. This is the bar. This is where we're going to sit. Do you see these great chandeliers? You know, like it was very, he's on an open house right now.
That's so funny. I'm surprised there wasn't one of them being like, I really got to see him in his element. He was showing us around and I'm really attracted to that. Maybe we can go on like a home tour with him. That would make him more comfortable.
Yeah.
You're just reminding me, though, there was like a House Hunters series that I recently discovered where it's just people looking for weird buildings to make their house. Like,
what?
Old banks, old churches, old schools. Like, they're only looking for unconventional places.
Weird.
Yeah. So there's a whole
real
House Hunters
tough
around
time
there.
With the HGTV home shows. Mm-hmm. Because I get irrationally angry watching them.
Oh, because they pick the worst people.
Yeah, it just makes me so angry.
I know.
So I have to take a step back and not watch it. Love yeah. it. House Hunters like I can usually handle because it's like half an hour.
Right.
But Love It or List It, I just cannot watch it because I get so mad at everyone.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I have to be in the right mood to put on those shows. So, and this after party or whatever you want to call it, the second part of the date, we see him have his alone time with Chelsea, and Chelsea was really excited that this date was symbolic of her life. What about like dog shows do you think is symbolic of her life?
Picking up shit that's not your own.
Maybe. And then Ari talks about how, I can't remember who he was talking to about this, but it was like someone was asking him about, so you weren't in love recently. It was 5 years ago. That was the last time you were in love. And so what about the people you dated in between? And he said that he dated people who weren't ready for marriage.
Yeah, because they were 22, Ari. What yeah. do you want from them?
Well, he did that intentionally because he's so heartbroken, Haley. Now we know.
Oh, God. Yeah, so as fucking is. He was so heartbroken after a 7 week long relationship that he couldn't get over it for 5 years. Like, as if. Like, give me a damn break.
Yeah. Who is buying
Told me once, Ari. Shame on me. Wait, no, it's the opposite. Yeah. Shame on you. I don't care. But don't be annoying is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Yeah. Then he also has some nice alone time with the other Becca. She says she's falling for him. They have that convo about like, okay, well, it's hard to see with other people, but she handles it in a very chill way.
How did we let her fall so far in our draft?
I don't know. I think she has a weird picture or something.
And she's so normal. Like I was staring at her during the roast ceremony being like, oh my God, she is so pretty.
And I don't think she was wearing one of her new dresses. So I think she was attached to what she packed.
That's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. Anybody else that had unique alone time? Nothing that made my notes, at least.
I feel like there was some hot and heavy kissing at some point with someone else.
Yeah, that could be.
One of the blonde people? I don't know.
I think that was at the cocktail party. I think that was Jenna.
Ooh, right. Okay.
I think she did like the other Becca move where she straddled him.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting move there.
Yes. But Chelsea gets the group date, Rose. And of course she's loving that. At the cocktail
party. Did you like how Ari pulled her away first?
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
And then she was living for that.
Yeah, I was too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I feel like that should happen more often because then
yeah, me too.
They can't really get mad, you know, or they can get jealous, but they can't really like pin it on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So cocktail party, we had a few people who didn't get dates this week, but still didn't get that much airtime. But he did pull Cien away first at the cocktail party. But the real drama of the cocktail party was Bibiana had planned this mini date, which we recommend doing as a strategy.
Mm-hmm,
so she had this like day bed, telescope. So I was with her on that. And I thought, okay, they're going to get some nice alone time. And then he just co-opts it with like three different women and didn't even have it with Bibiana. What is that?
That is so... I missed that actually somehow. Oh, okay. I saw one of the other girls like looking into the... telescope, and when I saw someone tweet about like something, maybe it was you tweeted about messed up the mini date, and I was like Tia and Ari drinking moonshine, like that got messed up, how? Because of moonshine. So that makes way more sense. Yeah, Bibiana I think was doomed.
I know, just didn't work out for her. And yeah, because Ari was just like, what's this? And they had shown Bibiana saying like, okay, plan something special, get my alone time. And he's going to think it's really romantic. And then instead it was like Ari and Becca making out on it. Ari like kissing Lauren B for the first time.
That is so funny. Oh my God.
It was just like heartbreaking. I felt so bad for Bibiana. And then we don't even get to like have her anymore. It's not fair. So let's see who else. Becca starts calling him out like in a flirty way. But saying like, well, you like me or you're scared because... I don't need you. What did you think of that move? Oh, and she also said,
I love it. You know, I love this.
What I loved is she also said like, cause you talk about how you like to date people who need you. Maybe that's why you like dating moms. And he was just like, whoa, like no one's ever told him that before. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I like her willingness to call her out. That's fun. Call him out. That's fun. It's different. We don't often see that because so many times on this show, the people dating the lead don't want to like do anything that might even slightly harm their chances of moving on. But what I can respect about Ari is that he can handle it. It seems like he can handle it anyway, at least from Becca, maybe because she's so hot.
Right.
But I like this is the second time where she's been like, bam, 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 Mr. Ari. And he's been like, ooh, girl.
Yeah, he's a little tongue tied around her. So,
but she's cool and she's fun and I like her and I'm here for her.
Yeah, and she might find out how old she is next week.
Yeah, she's too fun for this guy. She needs someone exciting.
I know. I like her when she's just kind of observing like the whole Annalise thing going down. She's just like, I can't watch. Like, she's just kind of like one of us, just being a part of it, like observing as an audience member. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to follow that relationship. Yeah, they had the mini date with Tia, which he actually planned for her, which I think is a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Brought in like some excellent southern stuff, moonshine and hay bales. So
to Rider of Arkansas.
Yeah, right. And let's see. Then we have the whole Annalise thing. So Annalise is finding out that everyone's kissed him and she didn't really
part one of her thing.
Right.
Yeah, she found out everyone's kissed him. So she goes and she finds out that Ari likes in a quote unquote, the word of this episode was aggressive.
Right.
Ari likes
women
an aggressive
have to make the first move, according to the other women.
Okay. Yeah. So, and Annalise is not comfortable with that. So she goes and she tells him that. And then she says, well, will you kiss me? It's like, girl, you're making the first move by saying that. And then he says, oh, I'm not there yet. And then she's kind of crushed.
Right.
Understandably, I'd be pretty devastated too. I think I would just
this is when you leave
right there.
Right.
Not even wait for that second conversation. I'd be like, peace, I'm done here.
Because he's there yet with everybody. So,
yeah, so take that as a regardless,
that's
you're going
nice
home
letting you down easy.
I would then maybe not leave immediately, but crush as many alcohols as I could before leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang out with your friends a little longer. Get what you can out of it.
Get their cell numbers.
Why wait for the rose ceremony that goes till 3 in the morning? You don't need that.
Yeah. And then she goes back later and has another conversation with him. That we all knew was not going to end well. She probably knew it wasn't going to end well. He knew. You know, it started like, oh, well, do you see anything for us? And then he's like, well, like, I wasn't thinking about it until you made me think about it. But no, so check you later, baby.
Yeah, you basically put me on the spot. The rose ceremony is coming up pretty soon. I don't know how to get out of this, so okay, I'll walk you out.
I think this is the correct move from Ari.
Yeah. Yeah, so it kind of lessened the drama at the rose ceremony, but we knew she wasn't going to get one anyway. Yeah. So,
but I think this is also the correct move for Annalise. I would want to know if I was wasting my time or not. Actually, I wouldn't want to know because I'd want to stick around for the free vacations. Be right. Like, so what? We haven't kissed. I don't give an F.
Yeah, I think it was the writing was on the wall. She wasn't going to get the travel dates anyway. But I think the move would have been, like you said, to kind of peace out after that first one and not go back the second time to just sort of, I don't know, rub
Except
salt in the
shame.
Wound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then as far as the roses, we already have Becca and Chelsea that have roses.
And then not one of the Laurens because she gone.
No, she's gone. Then he calls Caroline, Kendall. Oh, and Caroline was the one who got really upset when Lauren left. And then it was Crystal being all sanctimonious about, you just got to grab him. So that,
I know because I know Ari. Like, I would have, I guess, was Becca there? She must have been, like, Becca too. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have been like, yeah, I know him too. And he loves to make out everywhere. Like,
right.
I just
it's not just
like,
you.
Sir.
Yeah. But I do like to see, like, you know, the genuine friendships that form. We also got a cute scene with Tia and Bibiana where they're praying for someone to get bit by a dog because they were just bitter that they didn't get the dog date. So I'm sad to see some of these friendships end because they're always fun when the women get along. Kendall, taxidermy girl, Ashley, who's totally invisible. She's the new Samantha. Lauren, one Lauren survived. The one that he actually
kissed.
The
last Lauren.
The last Lauren. Lauren B. We should have known. I think she might be on Rourke's team. Brittany, Becca, Kay, Cien, Crystal, Tia, Mikkel, Jenna, Jacqueline, and Marique, which leaves Bibiana as the one who did not get the rose. So only one woman did not get the rose. And I think we're both sad about Bibiana leaving this week.
We are, but we will see her in paradise.
We'll see her again.
Yeah, absolutely will.
Bibiana and Annalise, those are just like definite cast members. And then next week, the preview shows they're going to Tahoe. So I think the travel dates are beginning. And yeah, I don't. Other than that, we see Becca saying, "Do you know how old I am?" So I guess maybe that mystery will be solved.
Ooh, we see in that girl. I don't care about the payoff there.
Yeah, because I think we know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of maybe more the reveal for the rest of the women.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know
it's
if she's told
like,
them either.
But also, if I was in that scenario, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, congrats on being the same age as 90% of Nick's season.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it wouldn't be a big deal. And we see, I mean, what's her name? What's that girl's name that we don't like?
Crystal?
Yeah, Chelsea? Crystal. I'm kind of in on Chelsea now.
Okay.
She's gotten rid of places the villain by Crystal. Crystal, it seemed to be the one who is like, Ari needs a woman. Doesn't need a girl, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it doesn't matter your age. It matters your maturity level. And clearly, Ari's on the lower end of maturity level anyway. So what does it matter if he's dating a 22-year-old?
Yeah, she's basically just doing self-affirmations. Like, whatever she does is perfect. And so I don't think she's basing it on Ari. It's just that, oh, I'm older, so that's what he needs. And, yeah, that, I don't know. Crystal always has to have a foil, I think. And so now Bibiana's gone.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think Becca wants to play that game. Like, she just seems above doing stuff like that. But we'll see.
Yeah, she's more amused by it. So
yeah, I think, like you said a little bit ago, Becca really feels like us in the house, just kind of like watching everything happen as like a TV show happening right in front of her face, mm-hmm. which is fun.
Yeah, that is fun. All right, we actually, this just in, have updated
this just in
draft woo, points. So we can see how it's going. And you were right that you and I, Haley, have evened out, but Rourke is still quite a ways in the lead. Yeah, Rourke is at 63. She lost Bibiana, but still, like, her top five are all going pretty strong. She has Tia, Chelsea, Lauren, Jacqueline, and the aforementioned Crystal. And then she still has Mikkel as well. So I lost my second draft pick in Lauren Essel. Bad on my part there. I still have Cien, Becca K, or Becca with a K in her name, Becca M, Caroline, and Ashley. So only four left for me with the 50 points. And then Haley, you have your number one pick still in it, Brittany. You have Kendall, Marique, Jenna. And then Becca K at the very last pick is still getting all your points. Yikes. And you're at 50 as well. So, yes, we're hanging in there. But
I could easily see a finale or a final three with who does Rourke have? That's probably like a Crystal. Becca finale.
Okay.
Where each one of us would have someone in the race still. That would be fun.
That'd be fun. Yeah, because I'm not feeling good about Cien because she's been like very quiet, and definitely not Ashley, who's on my draft. She's not going anywhere.
I'm sure she's still there.
Right. And like on yours, Marique, I don't think will be as long for this. And Jacqueline on Rourke's team, she didn't, you know, she's still there, but it doesn't seem like they're showing her much. So, yeah, I think we all have a couple contenders, but yeah, Rourke has all her top five still in it. Let's see. Follow at George C TV for the full draft scores. So you can see the breakdown and follow along. There's also some news that came out. News/rumors. We'll take it as news. Haley, you said you came across a listicle that said something about different women in the show. And
so
one tidbit was interesting.
I'm very one to fall for listicles coming up in my sponsor post on Facebook. So the one that got me, and I don't have the link because I'm not good at journalism. And these reports could be unsubstantiated, but I don't care. I'm going to just spread the rumors into the universe. So the one was like top 10 things you don't know about the contestants on the season of The Bachelor. Some of them were just like things I straight up don't care about. But there was one tiny little interesting tidbit, which was that Mikkel was married.
Okay. And that hasn't come out yet.
No, it hasn't. It was a very short marriage. Like, I think it was like 3 months, and it was her high school sweetheart. Okay. He might have been English. But they are Mormon, so they wanted to get done quick.
Right. Then the divorce was quick, I guess.
So. It was very quick, yeah. But I think they got their divorce finalized like last October, so it was probably a year from the time she got divorced to starting to film the season of The Bachelor. But so it'll be interesting if we actually do see anything from that, or if that's just kind of completely swept under the rug.
Right, because it's either, like, the move is either, like, you're like Chelsea, where it's like, I'm so mysterious, I've got to tell you something. Or you wait till, like, I've been waiting for my one-on-one, now I have to tell you my, like, my history. That's when they go into the past. So if she gets a one-on-one, or it's going to become, like, it could be a thing, like, oh, I've got to get alone time so I can tell them this. It's been weighing on me. Or it might not be a story at all. So we will find out, but that's interesting to know. And then the other story, we had quite a few people tweeting us. Page 6 is reporting that we mentioned January Jones.
Do you know how there's been like a real popular thing lately of like, I like say something out loud and then my phone gives me, you know, Instagram ads for this. And like last week I got an Instagram ad for Scottsdale, Arizona. And it's like, I'm like tweeting about The Bachelor and somehow this is happening.
You and I,
literally last week, we're talking about January Jones. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how we quite got on the topic.
Because like something of Wells about, and...
Right.
What's her name?
Sarah Hyland.
Yes.
We had mentioned like Ben had talked about having a crush on January Jones. And then news comes out tonight.
January Jones talked about Ben, but apparently she also likes Nick.
Apparently her and Nick are dating and have been for a couple months. Like... How? Why? What's happening? Why is this happening?
And the story
is... She used to date Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah. The story is that I guess he challenged her for a lip sync battle and she declined. And then... Because he was like, wanted more TV time, I guess. And then... but then he asked her for a drink and she said yes to that. And they've been dating ever since. I think on whatever late show she was on, she said she... had a crush
must have been on Jimmy, right?
You'd think so. Or one of the Jimmys, because I think they both talk about Bachelor. Oh, yeah. That she thought Ben and Nick were cute. So I guess Nick called a shot before Ben. You know, Ben's
more gentlemanly. I wonder if, because both Nick and Ben are good friends with Nick. Wait, what did I say? Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. Yes.
So I wonder... if a couple of weeks ago they brought it up on their podcast as like an LOL inside joke because they knew Nick was dating January Jones.
Oh, that could be. Because that's where I heard it was on the podcast where they said like,
why would you bring up January Jones?
Right.
So that's my theory. Tinfoil hat.
So now my prediction is that there's going to be this whole new wrong reasons going on when people want to go on The Bachelor to date famous people after they're off the show.
Fair.
So
yeah,
something to worry about. It's not just about FabFitFun boxes anymore.
No. It's not. It's about
this is real.
FabFitFun and, you know, C-list celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, they're done with Hollywood or they're done with like Hollywood dating scene. And they're like, well, that guy seemed normal on TV. And
yeah, one of the lines I read that January said was that she can't figure out if she likes him or hates him. And that's why she's attracted to him, which I just think is just such a great foundation to any relationship.
Definitely. Yeah, because at least with Wells, I mean, everyone could tell, like, oh, he's a fun guy. He's nice and sweet. So you could see why Sarah Hyland would be like, okay, I think I can go on a date with this guy. Seems safe. But, yeah. Well, I mean, Nick, I guess he's acting now, so he's in the scene.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
I've
not seen any of it.
If you're Vanessa reading that news, like, how do you feel?
I would feel... like, I don't know if use is the right word, but just kind of like wondering if it's like, okay, he was already like hearing rumors and wanted to like move on or like, like just be in a bigger scene and just wanted to get into the like TV world.
Cause I know if my boyfriend left me for January Jones, I'd be like, good job. She's like my ultimate celebrity crush. But I'd also be like, I wonder about this.
Right. Yeah. And then Mel got served tweeted that like it was like the original Bob Guinea's move because Bob Guinea was like engaged for 2 seconds and then was married to he's not still married to, but was married to an All My Children star. Mm-hmm. So back then,
I read that
soap stars were like really big.
Not too long ago.
Yeah. So now it's like legit TV stars, not just soap stars. So yeah, interesting news. We'll see how that plays out and when they show up on each other's Instagram feeds. That's what we'll be watching for. So we have quite a few questions. So let's get to those. This one, let's start with an email. And our email is bachelorrehapup@gmail.com. Ladies, I have a few tips for getting your man to watch The Bachelor. Okay, we had been talking about this. So number one, desensitize him to reality TV. Start with Survivor, then slowly descend to Bachelor territory with Big Brother. Only then can you force him to watch Bachelor and 90 Day Fiancé. 2, promise to watch his dumb shows after The Bachelor, but don't feel bad if you fall asleep. 3, bribe him with snacks. 4, emphasize the number of hot chicks on TV. My husband saw the preview for Winter Games with Ashley, and I yelled, Ashley, hey, I know that Ashley. She's the virgin that cries all the effing time. It's proof that my technique works. Love the show. Keep up the great work, Kristen. I love this step by step.
Yeah, I did try to desensitize Ethan to reality television. I started getting him to watch Survivor, and then he watched every episode within about 7 months. Okay. He's covered on the Survivor front. Mm-hmm. Big Brother, he just can't do because it's too long for him. He doesn't want to sit down and watch 3 hours a week. Yeah, I don't really either. I always like give up halfway through.
It has to be really good for me to keep watching.
Yeah. And so like if I'm watching Big Brother, he'll watch it with me, and he has like an understanding of who each person is. Mm-hmm. The Bachelor, I just don't know if I can get him to do it. Like, I'm going to be staying at his house next Monday, so maybe I'll get him to you and I'll give you guys like a report. Mm. But another flaw is I don't want to watch the shows he wants to watch that I don't want to watch. Like, he watches
you
like
want to get
Beastmaster.
Locked into that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, or like that Fish Tank show, or not Shark Tank, like the Extreme Fish Tank Building show.
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Or like the Property Brothers, and I don't really want to do that. So,
so you can use this time to watch separate shows.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe we just need to have different interests at some point. So,
right. Like, it might be fun for like one time to just kind of force him to really pay attention and get his takes, but then, you know, go your separate ways for TV shows.
I did get him to watch a couple episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay. The other day. And I could see him slowly getting into it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Pick your battles. These are from Facebook. Dan Connolly, is there any bigger sign that the date is going wrong than if the lead is actually eating the dinner in front of them? Good call.
Yeah, like I said before, I've never seen that on the show.
No. Nobody eats. We also saw giant candy dishes in the background of the mansion, which I thought, why aren't they just standing around eating that?
I know, I would.
Yeah. From the patron group, Jeffrey Goldstein, don't they usually have dates in areas that The Bachelor is interested in? Ari clearly had no interest in the wrestling.
Yeah, how did this get chosen?
I don't know. I think they just really, like, Chris Harrison probably thought Glob was funny, and they thought it would be, like, better than it was. But, yeah, they didn't know who the special guests were. There's like Kenny was there for like a split second. It just seemed really thrown together. They just wanted to get people fighting.
And yeah, so, it was odd.
Yeah, sometimes they just force the guy to do something because it's weird. He didn't even really like the demolition derby, but that made sense for what he does.
Yeah.
Jennifer Jones. I wonder if she's related to January Jones. Should we be concerned about Crystal? If she is rejected, will she go on a murder spree?
Bitch, she might. You know who she actually kind of reminded me of? Ashley Frazier.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely see that. Like, it's all fine until something disrupts, like, their perfect little connection. Yeah, and then she'll be on Bachelor in Paradise with an like obsession with a certain person that's going to be there. Will Holston, in the spirit of Nick Vile and Wells, what C-list celebrity should Ari date when he and the woman he chooses break up? All right, so a year from now.
I was so thankful that Will Holston was able to watch this episode, because whenever he doesn't comment on the thread, I always get a little sad. Yeah. So I'm so glad he was here to comment on it. Who should Ari date? Gosh, I think he should try and date like a tennis player, maybe.
Okay.
Not sure which one, but like just kind of like a, you know, a second tier tennis
athlete.
Player. Yeah. I think he'd do well with an athlete.
Yeah. Or he could go full circle and date Allison Brie and just bring it back to.
She's married to Dave Franco.
Oh, she is? Okay, that doesn't work then.
No.
Yeah. Be interesting to see, but it could be somebody who's like 21 years old and I just don't even know. It's some Disney star.
Yeah, like Bella Thorne or something.
Yeah. Liska Savage, has Annalise had the most terrifying childhood in Bachelor contestant history? What will she be traumatized by next week? Well, next week she's going to be home on the couch, but probably traumatized by her experience.
Yeah, on the show.
Normally we don't get like a childhood trauma brought up. I can't think of another time. Usually it's like traumatic.
Like it's legitimate trauma.
Right. Right. They have had like really sad things happen. Another one from Jennifer Jones. Would kissing Ari be more of a traumatic experience for Annalise than being rejected?
I think so. It was grossing me out. I'm not going to lie. At some points there was like some noises and I was like, nope, nope, nope. Kissing does not have to be an audible sport.
No. And when I was really cringing, I think it was Caroline who kissed him and then was like, now I know why they call you pillow lips. And it's like,
ew,
stop. I don't want to.
So much.
Don't bring up like the other, like that you've all been talking about it. Just no.
It makes me nauseated.
Scott Schieffer wants to know, is Ari incredibly boring or incredibly mature?
I'd like to say incredibly boring because he doesn't seem overly mature.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. Kirsten McGinnis, does Becca, with a K, think the women from Glow are from the Netflix series? Yes/yes.
Yes, because I don't know if Becca... I know Becca wasn't alive when the original series was on.
No. Will Holston, was casting Lauren B unfair to Bachelor viewers who suffer from mild to moderate face blindness? Yeah, I was tweeting about how she like looks like all the blondes put together. So
yeah, I can't tell them apart.
No.
After last week, I said, like, oh, I couldn't pick one Lauren out from a lineup of like what two Laurens or whatever. And Rourke texted me, be like, I think there's one you could probably tell apart from the other.
Yeah. We have some tweets. Let's see. This one is from XOXO Jillzian. Who from this cast do you predict we'll see on Bachelor Winter Games?
Yeah, because Ben said on the latest episode of his podcast that there isn't a lot of American girls because there's a couple coming from.
Oh.
What's his name? Ari's season.
Oh, really? I wasn't sure if they would be on it or not. But I suppose if they're out already by the time it airs, mm-hmm. then they can be.
I could see Bibiana.
Yeah.
Or Atiyah if she's out, but I hope she's not out by that point.
Yeah. Because Tia was really into competing. Brittany was really into competing.
Yeah, I could see Brittany being one.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they might ask Annalise for her to have like trauma about
more
every
trauma.
Sport. But would she do it? Like, I guess they don't really care if you actually are good at the sports, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
And this is from at Greenberg. Alyssa says, amazing cue from my pal XOXO Jillzian. How fake is this season on a scale from 1 to 10? 1 equals all the right reasons, 10 equals an unreal season 2.
Okay, let me reread the question. So 1 is not fake,
not that
and
fake.
10 is super fake. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say just right in the middle.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any like feelings of like, oh my god, this is super fake, like, because I just feel like Ari is so boring that we would really be able to tell.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, he likes the women he likes because he didn't just kiss Annalise just to do it when she could have easily done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these dates, and it's just a little bit slow. Then we have greatest Twitter handle at Puppies and Butts, perfect for this date. What's more uncomfortable to watch, the porno wrestling routine or Crystal's one-on-one time on the group date?
All of it's unfortunate.
It's all tough. You have to look away. At Mandy Billings, if Kenny kills Ari, does Kenny get to finish this season of The Bachelor?
That would be the dream.
If only, yeah. And at Kay Picard, what was your wrestling persona be?
I'm tired and over this.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be like binge watcher, something or other. couch potato.
Yeah, or like you and I could be like a tag team, like milk and cookies.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that would have been that date, and the demolition derby would have been my nightmare. And I would have been one of the ones like praying for someone to get bit by a dog if I wasn't on the dog date. Even though it ended up being kind of a dud date, still, they got to play with the dogs in the park first.
Yeah.
And the performance was just so low stakes. It didn't even matter. It wasn't like they were humiliated on like in a comedy show or something like that. So It wasn't all that bad. Now, I'm guessing that you haven't gotten anything from Doug yet. His takes.
No. He
doesn't watch live.
No, he doesn't usually.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he... I think his parents... He said his parents watch America's Got Talent at this time, but I don't think that's on right now. I'm pretty sure the college football season's over, so that's not an excuse for him anymore, so I'm not really sure.
Well, we had... I'm trying to find the tweet, but somebody was excited about having the potential Doug gets a date. Get Doug a date. TV show.
I texted him. He was like, yeah, we should do that in the off season.
Yeah. All right, so get your applications ready, everyone.
Yep.
Yes. All right, well, I think that is it for this week, and we will connect next week. Sounds like in Canada it's going to be at a different time.
Yeah, it said it's going to be on at 7 p.m. So like I don't know why. But I probably won't live tweet because I don't want to spoil things for you guys. We'll see what the scoop is there. But how weird, eh?
Strange. You're going to know things ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, great talking to you as always, Haley, and we'll catch up with everyone next week. Bye.
Bye.